Welcome to the Manning Report. I am James David Manning, the quintessential American broadcasting from the great metropolis of New York City. That is right. Our studio is located in a community known as Outlaw. And Outlaw is the name of the new community formerly known as Harlem. We're right here on the Big Island of New York City, and you ought to know that by now if you're a regular listener. If you're a first-time listener, you're receiving information that will brighten your day. That's right. And the Manning Report is scheduled to do that. Of course, sometimes we can bring some stuff that just general news doesn't make you feel very good. What happened up there with this guy in Washington, D.C., congressman, Republican from upstate New York? He has marred the image of New York State congressperson by sending a picture of himself waist up with nothing on. Quite frankly, I think the picture was doctored. Because it looks like the picture of a 20-year-old rather than a 49-year-old or 46-year-old, whatever he is. No pot belly, anything like that. Of course, Obama doesn't have a pot belly either. I guess he wouldn't, because his wife has got everybody. This woman, Michelle the Fist Bumper, has gotten General Foods, Coca-Cola, Kraft Foods, and several other major food manufacturers to extract 1.5 trillion calories from our diet. No fat, no sugar, no salt. Well, I'm going to revolt against it. I think we need to lead a revolt against the fist bumper. But at any rate, this guy sends a picture to these women. I mean, he's trying to pick up people online. I'm suspicious of anybody that's looking for somebody online. That means you got some terrible flaws or you got a terrible personality. I mean, just in the general sense of where you live, you can't find anybody who'd be interested in you. You got to go online. And I'm also suspicious of these online dating services. You know, I am. Of course, they're always on television talking about how wonderful life is after I met the love of my life. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What a wonderful match we have come. Matchmaker.com and all these others. I'm suspicious of this. I think, quite frankly, that obviously you are an obnoxious person. Yeah, obnoxious is the word I'm looking for. So therefore, you got to go online. That's right. Yeah, and look for a date. A date on, and then half the time people jazz themselves up. But anyway, this guy, Christopher Lee, you heard about him yesterday? Breaking news yesterday. And I'm not really interested. This is not my main story. My main story today is Anderson Cooper. This boy is off the charts. I mean, he is absolutely got a thing for Mubarak, and he wants to somehow or another be the father of the revolution in Egypt. And it's got to stop. I think CNN need to rein Anderson Cooper in. I mean, he is just, they've allowed him to take this matter much further than any journalist or reporter or correspondent or anybody else ought to be doing. I mean, he ought to be reporting the news and not, have y'all seen him recently? Have you seen what he's doing to Egypt? And how he is reporting it. I'm really concerned about the ethics of this entire matter, and I'm going to be doing an in-depth coverage of it later on today at the Manning Report at Outlaw.org. Well, I'll have an opportunity to spend about a half an hour on this. So look forward to that. That's the biggie of the day. CPAC is meeting, a Conservative Political Action Committee, meeting down in Washington. Donald Trump's down. They'll have something to say about that as well. But the world is going to hell in a Cracker Jack box, and there's no toy in the box. I'll be right back, everybody.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, You can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Look alive, everybody. Now, the deal is with this cold weather that we're having. First of all, I know the Indians used to do a rain dance. I think I want to do a summer dance. Okay, how can we do a dance that will bring summer back? I mean, I've had enough of it. I mean, I'm a New Yorker now. I've been out of North Carolina now for a goodly number of years, too many to even mention. So I'm a New Yorker now, so I'm used to cold weather. I'm used to snow. I'm used to, you know, going through weeks and weeks of snow. I'm used to that. But this is just going way over the charts, what we're experiencing this year. And down in the southeast, where people aren't really used to this kind of stuff, they've got 20 degrees below zero wind chill factor down across the top of Panhandle of Texas, you know, Oklahoma, parts of Mississippi, Arkansas. Georgia is expecting to record the coldest winter on the history of the entire state in Georgia. And this is having a major effect upon power grids, especially in the Texas area, where I'm standing down in Dallas Metroplex area. They're going to have to do rolling blackouts, something what, you know, commonly done in the Northeast, you know, in the summertime when the heavy use of air conditioners are all in play. But down in the Metroplex, Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, Texas area, the temperatures are so low, there's a deep freeze gripping everybody, and people are using more electricity. I guess they got a lot of electrically charged heating systems rather than what we have in the Northeast. Most of us in the Northeast use fuel, oil, you know, number two oil to heat our buildings. Some use electricity, but these buildings are too big to try to heat with electricity. You'd need a power grid all by yourself. But at any rate, this matter of the deep freeze that's happening in our nation, and then the global conditionings, you know, with dead birds, dead whales, dead fish, dead cows, dead animals, floods in the Amazon basin in Brazil, and floods in the down under in Australia, The thing I think is interesting about this, I find very few people making any reference to biblical correlations or even anything at all to do with God. Had this been going on, something on this nature been going on, let's say 50 years ago, 100 years ago, with the kind of cold they're having in Texas now and in Georgia, or the dead birds, I guarantee you had 5,000 dead birds falling out of the sky, let's say 75 years ago, there would have been revivals in Arkansas and Mississippi, because the people would have been, people would have attributed everything to God. I guarantee you that the deep freeze that's going on across Texas and Oklahoma would spur revivals. You know, as soon as places warm up, people would be going to churches. But of course, in Texas, they go to church now. They park in lots and they have movies in churches. They've got pornographic movies in churches. You know, Joel Osteen and all that crowd got all kind of lights and, you know, got people falling out of the sky and all kinds of amusements while you're sitting there. Next thing you expect, some of these churches to pass out a bag of popcorn. So the world has changed drastically, and I'm not sure many of us are ready for the change. Probably people like yourself, they're probably saying, you're an old fuddy-duddy, you know, you need to get with it. This is modern technology, and then it'll hit you with something such as, well, you don't like all this modern communication. Do you want to go back to driving a mule and wagon or horse and buggy? Of course, you say no. You want to keep driving around in your Lexus and your Cadillac or your Benz, whatever it is you're driving around. But for some of you guys out there, your F-150 trucks or your Silverados. Yeah, you guys like the Silverado. I know, I've been watching you. At any rate, you know, but the thing of it is that this is so outside of the norm of your culture, or my culture, and understanding. I think the world is going to hell in a Cracker Jack box. I can't see a sustained world with the kind of immorality that we're dealing with. And then the other thing is that with these weather patterns that we're having, I don't see a sustained world in that either. So, what's going to be the deal? Are we going to have revivals and people are going to start doing a summer dance or a spring dance and try to ask God, is what's happening with the weather, Lord? I mean, you know, what's up? Now, I think probably a bigger eruption is going on in Washington, D.C. right now, because Donald Trump is down in Washington and he's alleging and threatening to run for president. Everybody knows he couldn't get out of the first gate. By the way, in our Manning report today at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at outlaw.org, I'm going to be running the Alex Jones clip on the polar shifts and what it's doing to our hemisphere. I think that's quite interesting, and so be sure to be logged on today at 4 p.m. for the Alex Jones statement on the polar shifts, our hemispheric shifts, creating perhaps these weather patterns and a number of other things that are causing people to go crazy, like this guy Christopher Lee, this congressman from up in New York State. By the way, I don't think that he sent a woman a picture. That's the word. He's married and he shouldn't have done that. But there's more to this story, and I'm going to try to find out. I don't have all the details now. It just broke yesterday. But there's more to this story than meets the regular eye. And also, I'm going to be doing an in-depth study on Anderson Cooper. I've got about 30 minutes of tape I want to play today intermittently in the 2 hours that I have at outlaw.org on a Manning report. Anderson Cooper, my friends, I can deal with Bill O'Reilly. I can deal with Katie Couric. I can deal with any of these people and they can just argue back and forth. But at least they remain sane in what they're doing. Anderson Cooper acts like he's off of his medication about what's happening in Egypt. So now Donald Trump is down in Washington, D.C. at CPAC. I'm not down there. I'm not a Republican. I'm not. And probably I would have some friends there, but I don't want to be down there fighting with people. But I can tell you now, Donald Trump is a master publicist for himself, public relations guy. So he goes down to CPAC, and everybody knows that they're going to report Donald's down. He was on Piers Morgan last night. And by the way, Sean Hannity may be in a little bit of trouble because Piers Morgan is pretty good. This guy from over there, the Brit, this British guy from over there across the pond, he's taken over Larry King's place. Larry King was a dying institution. He had his day. He got too old. He just got too old. The suspenders were all wore out. And I think Larry looked like he was, at any rate. This Piers Morgan guy may cause a bit of a problem for Sean Hannity, because I think if you watch Piers Morgan, you may say, okay, this guy asks some very interesting questions. He gets personal with people and he gets insulting like last night. He told Donald Trump, you're fired. And Trump got all upset by that. His face turned red, and that pompadour hairdo that he wears, you can see the baldness underneath that. By the way, that I'll give you another 3 years, and that pompadour is going to have to go, and Donald Trump's going to have to get some false hair, an implant or something. But he's down in Washington now at CPAC, threatening to run for president. I think that the Republicans are in a probably desperate state of affairs. And I'm not so sure why they're in, you know, they're even considering someone like Donald Trump. And he's not going to run. Obviously, nobody in America is going to vote for him. I don't even think anybody here in New York, certainly his tenants and probably his business partners wouldn't vote for him. But it's publicity. And I think perhaps even CPAC needs, because CPAC, the Conservative Public Political Action Committee, they don't have anybody that's very interesting this year. Nobody that's interesting. Michelle Bachmann is there, but I don't think she's going to make it either. Michelle Bachmann would have to fight Sarah Palin. And I don't think those two are going to duke it out. At any rate, that's where we are at present in terms of what is on the roster for the opponents to Obama. Obama, as I mentioned on yesterday, is most probably going to run as a Republican himself. Yeah, I'm confident that's what he's going to do. And I was as a Christian. I mean, you may see Obama speaking in tongues before this entire matter is over with. All right, my friends, you've got the Manning Report. I'm James David Manning. In the event you didn't know that, now that you do, you are. I'm not sure that you're necessarily better informed that you know what's happening. But the this business about the eruption in Egypt, and I've called it now. I've done a wordplay, if you don't mind. Did I do this yesterday? I did it late yesterday afternoon. I didn't do it the early segment here where we are present. But I've now done a wordplay or an alphabet play and an acronym on Egypt, because Egypt is spelled E-G-Y-P-T. So I'm now called Egypt Erupt, E-R-U-P-T. See, using three of the same five letters to spell erupt rather than Egypt. Now, I've also been informing people, and I'm confident of this, and last night it was verified, that what's happening now in Egypt is the insurgency of a number of Islamic jihadists. And I'm suspecting that they're coming from Hamas, Hezbollah, which is across the Sinai Peninsula. Many of Osama bin Laden boys are probably showing up, and certainly some of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda groups are now making their way into Liberation Square, and they're the ones who are now giving this adamant fueling to what's happening there to overthrow Mubarak. Because essentially what they want to do is that they want to make Egypt pretty much like Iran and Afghanistan. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out what on earth is going on with white people. You know, these liberal white people, not all white people, but I don't understand why people like Katie Couric, Anderson Cooper, I don't understand it. Why do they want to throw this great nation away and hand it over, open up our doors to a bunch of immigrants, illegal ones coming across the border, and Muslims? Why? I can't understand that. Can somebody tell me what is going on that these people, again, like Katie Couric and Anderson Cooper and all of these people feel that you need to be warm and fuzzy, and that and these regimes, like if Egypt falls, it's going to become another Iran or Afghanistan or something far worse. Why is that good? I don't understand it. I mean, I seriously don't. I don't know what's going on. Well, I do know what's going on, but I'm raising a hypothetical question because I want to get your attention. Somebody need to do something about this. At any rate, I'm going to do my part. And my part's a major part, by the way. You're listening to James David Manning. This is the Manning Report. I'm the quintessential American. That makes me special, and if you didn't know that, I'll be right back in two shakes of a cat's tail.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
About it. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up fairly shortly, is that right? Several major events are happening in February. February is the greatest month in the calendar year. Second greatest. Let me just, step back a little bit. I don't want to step on Jesus. Christmas obviously comes in December, so that makes it the most spectacular of all months. Not only that, but New Year comes in December as well. Did you know that? That's right. Because everybody celebrates the New Year on the last day of December. After the first day of January, everybody goes, it's hangover time. It's, you're all gloomy and everything. And you're looking forward to New Year. You said you're going to quit smoking, and now you're driving everybody crazy because you haven't had a cigarette in 12 hours. But the February is the second greatest month of the year. Because this is the month George Washington was born in February. Abraham Lincoln was born in February. James David Manning was born in February, and Valentine's Day is in February. So, Valentine's Day is coming up shortly, so I don't know what you're going to do. Every year, they've got these, these teddy bear commercials. Have y'all seen those things? The teddy bears, where you order these Vermont teddy bear, and I'm not going to give him any free publicity here today, but they, every other commercial on television, I don't know where these people get the money from. Obviously, they're selling a lot of teddy bears to people, and because people are getting them, so they have, they're trying to, candy used to be the big thing, and still is probably pretty big, giving everybody candy. So make sure, you know what I'm going to do on Valentine's Day? I'm going to the Department of Motor Vehicle because my driver's license is up and expiring, because I'm born in February, right? So I got to, while I figure everybody else will be out shopping, having lunch, doing stuff they ain't got no business doing. I'll go to the Department of Motor Vehicles because it will be fewer people there that day. I'm pretty smart, Yeah. So I'll go on 14th of February, Valentine's Day. I will be in the Department of Motor Vehicles or I'll be here during the Manning Report. One of the two. And that's about the extent of it. Don't go out to dinner. Last time I went out to dinner, for Elizabeth and I, we, you know, we said, okay, let's go out to dinner, you know. We go out to dinner all the time, so it ain't no big deal. Valentine's Day. Anyway, we were in this restaurant. There's this black guy sitting over there. And he he's got a black woman, a girlfriend. They're sitting in there eating and everything. And I figured that something about this doesn't look right because it was a pretty pricey restaurant. Well, you know, the thing about it, what happened was that the black guy didn't pay for the meal. The woman paid. So I said, well, maybe this is a new thing, you know. Maybe she's treating him. But from the looks of the guy, he probably didn't have any money. Anyway, so I'm figuring out what on earth is a woman thinking about, you know. I guess this new women's liberation thing means that, you know, the women can take the men out. But if this guy doesn't have any money, generally, it represents a weakness in him. You know, I mean, it's James Brown said it's a man's world. It really isn't. But he said, James Brown also said it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. So Valentine's Day, I am going to the Department of Motor Vehicles. I may even, just to revolt against Valentine's Day, I may even go to the dentist. You know what I think? Dentist offices should not be open on Valentine's Day. I think that dentists do inflict enough pain over the course of the regular year and probably people have to go to the dentist because they eat so much candy and sweet stuff and all kinds of other stuff. Unless you got gum problems. At any rate, I'm starting a movement that all dentist offices be closed on Valentine's Day. Now, Alex Jones did a major teaching on the polar shifts. So today at the Outlaw World Mission, at outlaw.org at the Manning Report, during the 4 p.m., the 6 p.m. hour, we're going to go in depth. It's about a 13-minute clip, and I'm going to play most of it. If you didn't hear Alex Jones do this, I think it's important. I'm in agreement that there has been a polar shift as well, and probably we may see a greater one in another year or so. I mean, once the doggone thing starts shifting, you know, we can see the Capricorn Cancer, the Capricorn, the Tropic of Cancer, and the Tropic of Capricorn. Anyway, be logged on today to the Manning Report for my referencing and reviewing Alex Jones' teaching on the polar shifts. Plus, I'm going to do an in-depth. I'm going to dedicate about a half an hour today to Anderson Cooper's. This man is. I think CNN is going to fire him pretty soon. I'm serious, because the way he is covering Egypt is just unethical. I mean, I wouldn't even expect black people who work for the Amsterdam News to be as maniacal and short-sighted and unethical and biased as Anderson Cooper is. I mean, it is a way. His coverage last night on Keeping Them Honest was despicable, no matter what might be your political point of view. And the other thing is that what makes it even worse is because we know that he's obviously got an axe to grind, and it's not balanced in what he's trying to accomplish. I'll be dealing with that. Half an hour, we're going to attribute it, going to give about 15 minutes to Alex Jones, half an hour to Anderson Cooper. So between those two, today will be most of the Manning Report at outlaw.org starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But also I want to remind everybody that we've posted up on our website at outlaw.org, court orders Obama to resign in 90 days. And I've asked you if you would help me, because I don't think Google and YouTube are treating me fairly. I've asked you if you would email that to 70 of your friends. If you don't have 70 friends, send it to 70 of your enemies. I really don't care. Enemies, friends, to me, it doesn't make a difference. I just want you to email it. Email it to the email address on the back of the Bear aspirin bottle. I don't care. Email it to your dentist. I just don't care. Email it to your chiropractor. I just don't care. The court orders Obama to resign in 90 days. I need your help, everybody. Get it done.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now, I'm not sure whether you have noticed it or not. Maybe you don't do the shopping for the household. But the food prices are going up. And they're going to get higher over the next 6 months. They've been going up now for about 2 years. And they've gotten drastically higher in the last 6 months. I don't know whether it's because of the Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever it is, the season that caused these food suppliers to think they can grab a few more dollars. I don't know what it was, what it is. I suspect the large part of what is happening is that a number of people are suspecting that they have to start stocking up on food, and suppliers, I mean people like Tyson Foods and Healthy Choice and Banquets and other these other people are believing that. Well, they can probably make more money since people are stocking up. But I got a call on the line. Let me see what this caller has to say, and we'll get back to these higher food prices. You may have to learn how to fast. Hello, caller.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about how everyone in the media is trying to get everyone to like the Muslims and everything.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You know, the media is our own and managed, I was saying, mostly by Jews, as we know. Now, if you go on to YouTube, there's an interesting video, and it's called How Zionists Divide and Conquer. And this is a story about a Jew woman who has moved herself over to Sweden.
Yeah.
She leads groups over there talking about diversity and how Sweden needs to become a multicultural country by letting in all these Arabs and Muslims.
Right.
And they have just overrun the country. There's a town in Malmo, Sweden, that talks about where in the kindergarten class, there's three Swedish kids and the rest of them are all Arabs. And
yeah.
This Jewish woman is telling the Swedish people they can't be a country for Swedish people anymore. They got to have the multicultural. Now, these Jews, they don't want nothing
that, how did that advance the cause of Zionism to increase Islam? How does that advance? I'm not sure how that all works.
Because what they do is they divide a country and conquer it. Because the Jews stick together. They won't marry these Muslims. They want everyone else to do it. But they don't have anything to do with them. And what they also do is they go around the Middle East making refugees out of these people. And they don't want them in Israel. They kick them out of there. But they want them to other Christian countries to take them in. Like, you know, France and Sweden and
yeah,
all these countries.
I understand that. But aren't the Jews and Muslims enemies one with the other? Aren't they, you know, and so therefore, would not the Islamic people use the same tactic against the Jewish people to promote Judaism so that they can, in a back doorway, promote Islam? Because that's essentially what you're saying.
Well, the Islamic people are more honest about things. They don't pretend. I mean, the Jews are deceivers, and they try to deceive everyone else into believing that they should marry these people, interbreed with them. In fact, in France, you know, Sarkozy's a Jew, and he's been telling the people in France, you got to marry and interbreed with these people. But he himself, of course, he don't want nothing to do with them. Both of his wives are Jews.
Let me ask you a question. Do you, because you know, what caused me to bring this issue forward today is what's happening in Egypt. Obviously, it appears that the mainstream, the dunghead media, and especially CNN, and more poignantly, Anderson Cooper, they're making every effort possible to overthrow Mubarak. Now, there has been peace between Egypt and Israel, or the Jews, for the past 30 years. Why would the Jews want to disrupt that peace that they've had for 30 years and bring in the Muslim Brotherhood, which is calling for the death of Israel? I don't understand that logic.
Well, what the Israel likes to do is they like to, as again I said, divide a country.
Yeah, I know, I heard that. But what I'm trying to say is, where is the logic? And the Jews overthrowing Mubarak, which has given them 30 years of peace, cooperation. They've actually done some intercommerce with one another. The Suez Canal has been opened. There's been no problem with the Sinai Peninsula. That's been going on for 30 years. Now, the group that's looking to take over Egypt now, the Muslim Brotherhood, have been calling for, in more recent days, been more emphatic about the overthrow of the state of Israel. So I'm trying to ask, what I want to ask you is that what is the advantage? Why would the Jews want to see Mubarak overthrown, therefore causing the media and Anderson Cooper to overthrow Mubarak so they can get the Muslim Brotherhood in, so the Muslim Brotherhood can overthrow the Jews? I don't see the logic in that, is what I'm trying to ask you.
Well, what the Jews recognize is that there's a popular movement in Egypt to overthrow Mubarak. They know there's nothing they can do about that.
There's a whole lot they can do about it. I mean, if they're the world manipulators that you say that they are, I mean, if they're the great manipulators of everybody on the world stage, then, you know, why can't they turn their media against the people in the protests and say these people are insurgents, they're anti-democracy, they're anti-Christianity? Why can't they have the media do that? And because they have that power, and of course, if they own everything, they've got all the money, they can shut down Egypt in a heartbeat, shut down the banks, shut down the economy, threaten to withdraw future support, pull all their doctors out and dentists, everybody, and just shut Egypt down and make it a ghost town, make it look like Harlem. Why don't
they
do that?
Man, They got a man named Suleiman on there coming in there now. He's a good friend with Ben Netanyahu. They know they've got that covered. They know that they can't stop a popular movement, you know, against Mubarak. They just have to deal with that. And
all right. Well, you know, I think that I hear your point of reference. I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, I don't think Suleiman is anything less than what Mubarak is, and I'm sure if the Muslim Brotherhood comes to power, Suleiman is going to have to run for refuge someplace in Argentina and pray nobody ever knows he's there, because the Muslim Brotherhood will hunt him down. When this regime falls, and it most probably will fall, when it does fall, I understand that Mubarak has got billions of dollars. Suleiman has probably got a few as well. But they're going to be hunted down by the Islamic jihadists. They're going to put out fatwas on these guys to make sure they never come back to power again. So I'm trying to understand the logic of this, but I hear what you're saying. It just doesn't ring logical to me.
Well, if you want to watch a good video, and I encourage everyone in your audience, it's called How Zionists Divide and Conquer.
Okay.
And it's a short video, and it talks about how they're doing it in Sweden.
All right. So well, by the way, let me reference. I have heard about what is happening in Sweden. I've heard about the Islamic takeover of Sweden, and you're accurate. You're dead on that in terms of your points on that matter, and also what's happening in the Swedish schools, especially since the Swedish people don't have children anymore. That country was going to die had they had not Islamic infiltration, because Swedish women and men don't have babies anymore. They're all driving around in Saabs, and everybody's on some sort of birth control method. So you're right about that.
And this Jewish woman is bragging about how we Jews are leading this multicultural movement in Sweden and in other Scandinavian and European countries.
Well, I got to make mention of the fact that you do have some Jews that are pretty maniacal, insidious Satan worshippers. The Bible points that out. But just a reference, a modern-day Jew that I would consider to be on the level of this woman in Sweden who's made the references that you just pointed out, would be people like Rahm Emanuel or Tim Geithner, who are presently members of the Obama administration. These people are worse. They're the worst kinds of people on the planet. I mean, if there's anybody worse than Muslims, it is a Jew, a person with Jewish blood, but who has lost all sense of heritage, responsibility, and all sense of morality. And therefore, they have descended into a cesspool of evil and maniacal ideas. So Rahm Emanuel, I don't think there's a place deep enough in hell for somebody like him, or Tim Geithner for that matter. And they're Jews, by the way.
They're the leaders of the synagogue of Satan.
Well, and also Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, he is no saint, you know, even though he's the leader of Israel at the present moment. He is not a favorite of most Jews that are indeed Zionists. So, I mean, we've got a major configuration of problems here. I suppose the only homogenous group of people that would be Muslims. But they have been quite adept Muslims at dividing jihadists from the Islamic worshiper, because you got people like Katie Couric and Anderson Cooper and all these other, you know, Anglo-Saxon, if you will, bleeding hearts with nothing to do with their lives, liberals, who promote the welfare of tolerance of Islamic people. But all Muslims are Muslims. You know, there's a scene in the movie Gandhi where this Buddhist person was saying, I have a friend who's a Christian, and my friend who's a Christian drinks blood. Well, what he's referencing is that Christians believe that the Holy Eucharist is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we do. All Christians drink blood, but not in the purest sense. All Muslims are terrorists. Now, maybe not in jihadist sense, but the whole idea of being a Muslim, it makes you a terrorist. Like, all Christians drink blood. And if you're a Christian, you are a blood drinker, because you believe in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think
my opinion is we spent all these $1 trillion to build up Israel. My opinion is let's take all the Jews in this country and send them there, since that's where they belong in the first place, and to leave our country alone and move all of them over to Israel and let them talk about their multiculturalism and all that over there.
All right. Okay. And I got to let you go, but enjoy talking to you. What you going to do for your dentists and your lawyers and your judges and your bankers? I guess we'll have to go there to get our dental care as well. Listen, thank you for calling in. I think this argument's a good argument. I enjoy it when I get someone who challenges particularly my belief regarding Zionism and Islam. And I think we need to have this talk as much as we possibly can, with all points of view being expressed, because we got to make our world a better world. We can't allow our world to descend into what I say descending into now. So these talks are helpful. But I guarantee you, not because I'm right, but the Bible is right. And that's what gives me the confidence to continue to stand. The Word of God is what I'm standing on. All right, have a great day, friend. All right, listen, friends, the food prices that we were talking about were going up. That's right. They're going to be paying more for chicken, for corn. Yeah, have you ever been to Nebraska before? Anybody in Nebraska now? I mean, the cornfields in Nebraska and Iowa are off the charts. Miles and miles of corn. We raised corn when I was growing up in North Carolina. I was a boy growing up in North Carolina. Anyway, corn prices. If you have a corn farm now, you got gold. I mean, corn is probably as expensive as gold is today. Isn't it interesting? And if you have invested in any corn producers, go to the stock market, commodities market, and try to buy yourself some corn, because the prices are going to continue to escalate. Corn gets used in so many products: sugar, gasoline, and food additives. And the corn is a big one. It's a sweetener. It's a it gives energy. It's and it's used for fuel and for food. Corn. Who would have ever thought? Who would have thunk it? Anyway. Prices on chicken, beef, and pork. I don't eat pork. I don't eat pork, or I don't eat shellfish. You know, Jews don't eat pork. They don't eat shellfish. Anyway, so these prices are going up, and they you're going to see a slight increase if you haven't noticed it at the market. First of all, there was a big increase during the month of October, November, and December. I noticed it. We buy food here for the school, for our children to eat every day. And prices have been slipping upwards. But now the report is that it's going up even higher. So my friends, and I think, quite frankly, I'm convinced that one of the reasons why food prices are going up is because a number of people are hoarding. Since Obama, the prices of guns and ammunition, do you own a gun? You should own one. You should have several of them. If you don't, shame on you if you don't have a gun. But the prices of guns went up when Obama was elected, or even during the time he was running. He was illegally elected, as you and I very well know. Guns and ammunition went off the charts. Is that right? And rightly so, because more people bought guns within the 6 months of Obama's election and probably in the last 20 years, even through the Bloods and the Crips in Los Angeles and New York and the Bronx. More people bought guns for fear, one, of martial law by Obama, and an overrun of our nation and the safety of our homes by Obama's socialist, maniacal political policies, right? But concurrent with the purchase of ammunition, guns and ammunition, was the purchase. A lot of people started stocking up on food. Now, I know, I realize that several of our sponsors here on the Manning Report that I respect greatly are, you know, people who are purveyors of food to be purchased for stockpiling. And that's fine. That's good. And I support that. And I hate to hope they keep on being a sponsor here. But I can tell you that prices of food went up the way prices of guns went up when Obama became the alleged president, because people saw there as a possibility that there might be martial law, there may be a need to have a year's supply of food on hand. So people went out and bought these products, and the suppliers and purveyors and jobbers saw that the prices of certain products were going up. Demand always causes an increase in price, and lessening demand causes a lessening in price. You understand the dynamics of that. Is that right? So I think that's the reason why food prices are going up. Now, home foreclosures are on the rise as well. Banks are grabbing properties And I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do with them. But last month, home foreclosures jumped 12%. I don't know if you've been in that and a part of that process. There's probably somebody listening to me at this moment who's been foreclosed on. That is perhaps the most devastating thing that could ever happen to anybody, except for divorce or marriage, depending on, you know, which one you figure is the worst. But foreclosure and home foreclosures, banks foreclosed on 78,000 properties in January alone. And they're probably going to do more in February. While at the same time, the stock market is going up. So I want to know, what I want to know is, why is it that the stock market is surging, unemployment is down, yet home foreclosures are up, and more people are joining the poverty ranks? I think I know, and I'm going to tell you, but I'm not sure how soon I'm going to tell you. You're listening to the Manning Report. I am the quintessential American. I'll be back in a few shakes of a cat's tail.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now, today on the second half of the Manning Report at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at outlaw.org, I'm going to be reviewing Alex Jones' statement, which runs for about 13 minutes, regarding the polarities of the Earth shifting. I am convinced that a large part of what the Maya Indians were prophesying several years ago, that December 21st of 2012 would indeed include a shifting of the polarity of the Earth, or at least a shifting, yeah, would be the appropriate word. I'm not looking for anything beyond that. A flipping of the polarity may be catastrophe. catastrophic, rather. So, look forward to that. I'm going to be reviewing that statement by Alex Jones later on today on the Manning Report at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Outloud.org. Also, we're going to be looking at Anderson Cooper's role in the overthrow of the Egyptian government and CNN also. And if Anderson Cooper is successful and CNN is successful, they may gain some brownie points, but I'm not sure the world is going to like what happens if Mubarak falls. In fact, I'm confident they're not going to like it. But we're going to be examining that. And I need to spend perhaps about a half an hour today looking at the statements of Mubarak, the statements of Omar Suleiman, who is the vice president at present, and some of the military statements that have come out of Egypt over the last few days, but more specifically, things that Anderson Cooper has personally done in aiding the protesters in Liberation Square in the overthrow of Mubarak and the Egyptian government. And I think the caller just before me raised an interesting question, at least, because many people are of the mindset that the Jewish cabals are behind the overthrow of the Egyptian government. And my trying to wrap my mind around that, that the Jews divide and conquer, is that if so, how would that benefit the Jewish people if they lose their 30-year peace accord with Egypt? I got a caller on the line. I've got 20 seconds I can allot this caller, and then I got to check out of here. Hello, caller. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, sir?
Okay, I was wondering, now, how can you reconcile four verses in the scriptures? Salvation is of the Jews. Provoke the Jews to jealousy. He that is a Jew is circumcision is of the heart. And today, in the body of Christ, is neither Jew nor Gentile. Either rightly divide or reconcile that for me if you could.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Well, you're a Bible student.
That's right.
Well, you should understand where I'm coming with.
Actually, I'm a Bible teacher is what
yes,
I am.
Yes, salvation is of the Jews, spoken by Jesus.
That's right.
And Paul said to provoke them to jealousy. Then he said, he that is a Jew is one that is circumcision is of the heart.
Well, I think we have a metaphorical statement, as Isaiah said, and the trees shall clap their hands. I haven't seen any hands on trees, and I haven't seen them applauding anything recently. I don't think Isaiah saw that either. When Jesus said the rocks will cry out, it's a high possibility that they will, but I think he was trying to be metaphorical about that. And we're going to have to contextualize scripture. We're going to have to place them in the appropriate genres, so that we will not fundamentally look at a Bible and expect that the circumcision of the heart indicates that that's the only circumcision possible. And so if that is a partial answer for you, I pray that it is. The problem is I don't have any more time to allocate to your answer. But thank you. I think you've raised an interesting question. I'd love to debate you further about that. Perhaps we can pick this up tomorrow.
Thank you.
If you'll call in. But thank you for your call, sir. All right, I'm James David Manning, everybody. Vaya con Dios. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from the other. May the peace of Almighty God, which passeth all understanding, preside over all your prayer concerns, your family, and your financial matters. May the same peace watch over your downsitting and your uprising. Let's say it together now in three-part harmony. Boom, shakalaka goes right there. And until you and I are able to meet again, my friend, peace out.
Gold, ever climbing.